Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood is intent on silencing anyone who is going to expose their horrific abortion industry. They filed a massive lawsuit against the individuals who were part of the undercover investigation with the Center for Medical Progress. Liberty Counsel represents one of these individuals, Susan Merritt. She was part of this undercover investigation team, and we're defending her in this lawsuit that was recently filed, of all places, in San Francisco, California. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this case is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com.
Well, Matt, of course, Susan Merritt and David Daladin were the investigators with the Center for Medical Progress that they exposed smoking gun proof that Planned Parenthood intentionally and illegally profits in the millions by, using their own words, crushing, dismembering alive, and otherwise torturing to death our most innocent fellow human beings, and then selling their body parts, trafficking in their body parts for you know, Nazi-like, Mengele-esque, so-called medical research. Well, what's happened here? David Daladin and Susan Merritt, these folks with the Center for Medical Progress, the whistleblowers, have now been charged, have been sued in a RICO action, as well as criminally charged in Houston, Texas, for exposing the criminal activity of Planned Parenthood. It's simply mind-boggling.
Yeah, you know, Planned Parenthood has a lot to lose in this particular case. In fact, they've already lost a lot because a number of states have either defunded Planned Parenthood or are considering defunding Planned Parenthood. There's been a vote in Washington, D.C. to defund Planned Parenthood and or investigate Planned Parenthood. There's investigations across the country that are underway with respect to Planned Parenthood's activities. Not one state or federal penny should be given toward Planned Parenthood. Now, they may say, well, they're going to use it for non-abortion related issues. Well, if you do any funding of Planned Parenthood and you help relieve their financial burden, if you will, on one side of the company, they're going to be able to use that resource for the other side, which is abortion. So whether it's direct or indirect, any funding of Planned Parenthood is confiscating money from individual citizens through tax dollars, giving it to Planned Parenthood to engage in a holocaust against our children. 58 million children have died from abortion since January 22, 1973, and Planned Parenthood is by far the nation's largest abortion provider.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of money and power and influence at play here, and the Center for Medical Progress, a tiny little, you know, nonprofit organization, and these two individuals, this is clearly a shot over the bow to any potential future whistleblowers. This is Goliath saying, how dare you take us on? Planned Parenthood gets $500 million plus a year in taxpayer funding to fund this holocaust that they carry out, to take part in this criminal activity and trafficking of human body parts and this Nazi-like medical so-called research. We're funding that. We're paying for that. We, the taxpayer, are underwriting this. These two investigators exposed this. They blew the whistle. And so now, in a staggering act of hubris and brazen political corruption, we see, you know, Planned Parenthood suing them in a RICO action, for which is set up for racketeering for mobsters to take on you know, the mafia, and then this fraudulent criminal indictment of the whistleblowers over the criminals in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, and so this lawsuit is filed in San Francisco. They obviously chose the venue in which to file this lawsuit. We're certainly going to be defending Susan in this case against the Planned Parenthood lawsuit. You know, the other thing is that with this lawsuit, we have the opportunity to engage in discovery against Planned Parenthood. So, you know, whenever they file a lawsuit against someone, yeah, they can engage in discovery, but we can engage in discovery as well. So we will certainly ask Planned Parenthood to reveal its documents, some of the paper trails that ultimately were revealed in this undercover investigation. I don't think Planned Parenthood is going to want that. Obviously, they want to hide this from the public. They don't want the public to see what they're actually engaged in. They're engaged in brutally selecting innocent human beings for destruction. They, on the one hand, profit off of that, and on the other hand, they take their body parts. I mean, we're talking about things as horrific as Nazi Germany, where they're taking their body parts, they're doing experimentation on them, or they're selling them for profit on the other end. And that's what these individuals, courageous as they are, ultimately reveal to the world and shock the world. And that's why we need to make sure that they're not going to be silenced, because what Planned Parenthood is wanting to do is not just silence them. They're trying to send a message, and the message, make no mistake about it, is loud and clear. This is the message they're trying to send. Don't mess with Planned Parenthood. Leave us alone. We're going to do what we're going to do, and you better not reveal anything about it to the rest of the world, because if you do, we will come at you with guns ablaze. We will file suit. We will ultimately try to wreck you. We will try to bankrupt you. And we will do everything we can to intimidate and silence you. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Well, let's not forget either what this investigation of these two very brave journalists and pro-life advocates exposed, not just the harvesting and selling of body parts, but of what they call the coveted intact specimen, full live babies, many of them admittedly born alive, left to die, and then sold so that they could have so these so-called researchers could have full intact babies, born alive baby specimens to work on with their Mengelesque medical research. So they exposed, you know, the harvesting of and the trafficking of body parts and so very much more.
You know, we look back at the Nazi Holocaust and what they did to other human beings, and I've had the opportunity to talk with Holocaust survivors. We've brought Holocaust survivors to our students that we bring to Israel on Covenant Journey. And certainly, you know, they have gone through a horrendous, incomprehensible experiences. It's hard for us to even imagine humanity stooping to such a level to do what they did to other fellow human beings. And yet today, what we see here is the same kind of thing, where innocent, human, defenseless human beings, the only difference between them and us is, one, you can't see them readily because they're inside the mother's womb, and two, they're smaller and they can't speak. So they cry, but you just don't hear them. They ultimately are in pain, but you just don't see them. They're brutalized as brutally as ISIS is beheading, dismembering, burning, torturing people that we see on those videos from ISIS. We're allowing that to happen here in this country, and we're financing that. And that's what these individuals were exposing. They ought to be applauded as heroes, not the target of a RICO suit, and certainly not indicted in some Houston state court with regards to so-called felony allegations for engaging in journalistic First Amendment investigative work.
Well, Matt, and thank goodness Liberty Counsel is there. You're representing Susan Merritt in San Francisco with this RICO lawsuit.
Yes, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, call us at 407-875-1776. This lawsuit in defense of these brave journalists who have exposed Planned Parenthood to the world is going to be a very expensive lawsuit. Obviously, Planned Parenthood has $500 million just in state and federal tax money. $500 million. It's a $1 billion industry. They've got the resources. Join us in prayer and in your financial support as we defend the sanctity of human life. Again, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also go to a dedicated website that we have that's called lifeunited.org. That's lifeunited.org. In that particular website, we have joined together with a number of organizations, and Liberty Counsel is the host, bringing different pro-life groups together at lifeunited.org. Or go to lc.org, and if you want to learn more about the sanctity of human life, which, by the way, is the issue that ultimately changed my direction from the pastoral ministry to law when I ultimately learned about the atrocity of what's happening in our country with respect to abortion. Go to lc.org. There's more resources there. On our online store, you can also search for abortion and sanctity of human life for many more resources there. Learn about this issue and speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Stand with us in prayer and in your financial support as we continue to defend Susan and others around the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.